Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Toronto Black Film Festival runs from the 12th of February, 12th of this month, to the 17th. Will honor Spike Lee and is presented in collaboration with Global News and TD Bank. Guest is Fabienne Cola, founder of the festival and Black Film Festivals, nine of them across Canada. Ms. Cola was named to Canada's Most Powerful Women Top 100 Award and named to the 2018 Canada's Top 40 Under 40. Ms. Cola, thank you very much for the time and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so very much for welcoming me here. Thank you.
Hi. We only have a couple of minutes to talk to you today, but we're going to talk some more next weekend about the festival. But tell us, please, just give us the fundamentals about what's going on. What does the festival consist of? And I know you're honoring a very special person this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is an honor for us. And then we're so thrilled and fired up because for the first time in Toronto, we're going to pay tribute and welcome Spike Lee, the Spike Lee. He just got on the jury, the presidency of the jury of Cannes for this year. And he made history because he's the first black person to ever be chosen as a president of the jury at Cannes. And I mean, Spike Lee has been the recipient of an Academy Award, and then he's been paid tribute to everywhere. He's been three times at the Montreal Black Film Festival that we also do. It's a personal friend of mine, and he's so supportive of the diversity on screen movement. So he's coming to Toronto at the Toronto Black Film Festival on February 13 at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and we will be paying tribute to him and giving him the Lifetime Achievement Award.
And for people who buy tickets, and the All Access Pass is $159, or regular tickets are $12, people can actually buy tickets to that event, right?
Oh, totally. I mean, we have all kinds of packages that people can discover on torontoblackfilm.com. And I gotta say, besides the great legendary Spike Lee, we also have 75 films from 20 countries. And then we have a beautiful program called Being Black in Canada, where we have 15 emerging filmmakers from Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax who produce their very first films through our program, so they're going to be screening as well. And I mean, we have tons of great programming for kids and then for professionals and for everybody. So we even have an NFL football player coming.
No kidding.
Yeah, Malcolm Jenkins, I mean, from the Philadelphia Eagles. He will be coming because he's the executive producer of one of the films called Black Boys. So it's a very eclectic and a rich festival.
The logistical challenges must be many.
Yes, it is. It is a fantastic. I mean, it's a beautiful challenge that we tackle every year. But the festival is growing, and Torontonians are the ones keeping this festival growing every year because they came in greater numbers every year. And you know what I like with Torontonians? Toronto is a city of films, first of all. Mm-hmm. It is a city of films. And they share on social media, they tweet, they Facebook about it, they Instagram about the festival, and they buy lots of tickets. And that's why we are able to bring Spike Lee this year.
So why are you doing this?
We're doing this because diversity often on screen is important, because we don't have a lot of these beautiful films happening and being screened elsewhere. So it's a unique chance for Torontonians to really welcome the world and to discover the world through films, through great guests, through powerful and meaningful events. And that's what we're trying to do, to bring people together. So this is a festival, the Toronto Black Film Festival is a festival for everybody. If you're black, you're welcome. If you're non-black, you're welcome. If you're a kid, you're welcome. If you're an elderly, you're welcome. It's for everybody because there is something for everyone. And I always say, diversity is not just me. diversity is everybody together. Because me alone, I'm just a black woman. But you and I mean, we are diversity. So this is exactly what we're trying to do here. And it's very successful. I mean, everybody's talking about the Toronto Black Film Festival, that is positioning itself as, you know, a very great festival in the world stage.
Well, I have to congratulate you personally, because you're a young woman who came from Haiti, and you've done all of this on your own because you saw a need and an opportunity, and you created it through the Fabienne Collat Foundation. So personal congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you again. Thank you so much.
So good talking to you, and we'll catch up again as the festival gets closer. But it's the 7th to
the
12th?
The 12th to the 17th,
right. And for all the information, go to torontoblackfilm.com. Thank you, Fabienne.
Thank you to you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you again. Bye-bye. Fabienne Collat, and it's the Toronto Black Film Festival. She's an amazing young woman who's accomplished so very much, and she is the driving force behind all of this.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.